From downloading to dating, in today's Unger Report, Brian Unger has prepared a post-election report card on this ritual. He asks how we're doing with getting together romantically after being so divided politically. Here's Brian.
How many times since the election has it happened to you on a date? You've had a lovely dinner in a restaurant with someone you think is lovely. You move outside to a patio for an after-dinner cocktail. The stars are glowing, the night is crisp, warmed by your mutual affection and one of those expensive stainless steel outdoor propane heaters. What a great night. You had the steak frites, she had the duck. This is going somewhere until she says, "Ugh, I really hate France." You, on the other hand, love France. Paris is your favorite city. Normally, in a non-election year, this awkwardness would lead to a playful joust about French fries and eventually a kiss. But this year, it ends with you asking her if she minds catching a cab home. And she answers by deleting your number from her cell phone. Now, this has never happened to me. But more than a month post-election, singles in search of romance are still having trouble bridging the electoral divide, even for sex. It's called political impotence. For example, consider a man in his late 20s in an L.A. bar known for its hip, upscale crowd. We'll call the man Josh, because that's his real name. After hitting it off with a female bartender, Josh asked her out on a date for the following night. She agreed, but suggested another time because on the next night, she had to go to church. In a non-election year, Josh, a proud Democrat, might have chosen to woo her with a sweet rap about Presbyterians. But instead, he conjured up pillow talk from a gloating evangelical who favors tax cuts for the rich. Josh says he'd rather be dead than date red. Or, take the case of a 40-something single woman. At a recent party in a Midwest city, let's say Chicago, because, well, that's where she lives, she hit it off with a man who actually looked her in the eyes. Smart, funny, and nice abs. He was the man readers of Cosmos say they want. He loves Krispy Kreme donuts and doing the crossword puzzle. And so does she. Surely this was a match. Until she mentioned statistics about voter turnout, to which he replied, "If you hate America so much, then why don't you just leave?" Ouch. One mention of political math and it's looking like she'll get another Saturday night, home alone, watching America's Most Wanted. Trust me, it's the only thing on. So, what's the remedy for political impotence? Because I don't know Carvel or Madeline well enough to ask how they do it, I'm guessing the prescription is the same as it has always been, taking a chance on someone different from you, or, at the risk of sounding partisan, taking the little blue pill. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
You can hear all the Unger reports and everything else we broadcast for that matter. Just visit our website, npr.org.